Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons, freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening. Glad to be here, gentlemen.
Amen. And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings again from Oklahoma.
Amen. And what time marches on. Here it is, the end of August, and had to turn the second light on here in the office because as the day is coming to an end, and the seasons too. The day's getting a little shorter. Well, looking forward to a good program tonight, and I'll let you know when your callers call in.
All right. Thank you, sir. And we do welcome everybody tonight to Hope is Alive, the show about testimony. And the testimony is so important because the testimony does several things. One, it overcomes. Two, it gives glory to our King. And three, it encourages others. If you have any question about deliverance, go to deliveranceusa.com, or you can get the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. It is a manual for casting out evil spirits and demons to help setting captives free, and it's got a wealth of information, nearly 40 years worth of experience laid down in that book. And good evening, Pastor Cox. Here it comes. Wednesday's here again, and I'm looking forward to tonight's show.
Amen, and good evening again to you, Ralph. Always good to be aboard and to hear some exciting testimonies. That I get fired up as I hear the people tell what the Lord has done for them through the Holy Spirit, and they've seen their lives turned around, and it certainly makes me want to keep ministering. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, and testimony does fire people up. You just start talking about what Jesus has done for you with people, and you'll see their eyes light up. You really will. I walked into a customer today, and she said something as simple as, I was praying you would show soon. And I said, well, it must have worked. I'm here. but it gave me an opportunity just to start talking about Jesus and how answered prayer. And Pastor, we serve the only living God. And everybody else serves either vain imaginations, their own vain imaginations, a creation of men, Most of them serve people that died a long time ago, such as Buddha, and the rest serve just demons. And we've got the only God who listens, who answers, and takes care of us. And the good news is, for those that do serve the demons, there is freedom in Jesus, and we have all power and authority upon them. I was listening to, I stumbled across it on Republic, not Republic Radio, something streaming on the internet, and it was talking about Luke 10:19, so it caught my attention on there. It talked about that word tread, and so I was thinking, you know, I've never really looked up what the word tread means, and here is one of the definitions of it in Webster's 1828. To crush underfoot, to trample in contempt or hatred, or to subdue. And that's what we have. That's the authority we're given. We're not just able to tread upon these serpents and scorpions. We're probably able to tread upon them, to crush them under our feet, and do it contemptuously. And you've got to have a hatred for what these demons do to people. I mean, a real hatred to get them out, and a love for your people to do that. And as he was talking about it, he was talking about almost in a military-type standpoint, and that's the way we got to look at it when we tackle after them.
Amen. Yes, and here we've been given this amazing power, all power, over the enemy to deal with these evil spirits. And so, hallelujah, I just have to pinch myself ever so often to see who we are in him, that we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. The greater one is in us. Praise God. We're armed from the cross with this power and authority to deal with these spirits. And now, 40 years later, in my case, of doing it, and yes, you mentioned the viciousness. Of course, often I'll be able to get the head demon up and interrogate it as a prisoner of war, and you find out just how vicious they are, how cunning they are in tearing down people's lives. And the greatest, I think, when they go up in rank, is when they're able to take the person out, especially suicide. That's probably their greatest achievement, and they get more points from Satan as a result and go higher up. They have levels, and there's some lower, there's some higher devils, but the good news being we have how much power?
All power.
All power.
A-L-L. A-L-L.
Amen. To deal with these things in his name, not us ourselves, but as we speak in Jesus' name. We're just like a policeman who has his badge on, his uniform, and he doesn't have any power by himself, but he has the power in the name of the law when he speaks, and they understand who he is, and therefore people abide. Well, same thing. We have this power, and the demons know it. They recognize us all the time on who we are. They can see who we are. So, it is exciting. Well, we just had, I think it was 8 cases this last Monday, I believe it was. Maybe it was 11. I don't know. I've kind of got mixed up. I haven't gone over the reports yet. I did bring them home. Richard got them in and loaded into the computer. And so, it was a great evening. I had a young couple, a woman that's had lots of infirmities, and we're believing for great reports out of her. And it was a great evening of ministry and a lot of great reports. So, hallelujah. It drives us on to keep ministering to these broken-hearted people that in Luke 4:18, that we are to do the same works that Jesus was commissioned to do. Amazing thought, isn't it? That we're to do the same works in his name.
It's a humbling thought, is what it is. I mean,
yes.
It's amazing and humbling. It's awe. And just the most important thing is remember that we have it and to exercise it. And now we've had this rash come on me, just on my ankle. And in fact, I thought I'd got caught some poison ivy a few weeks back, and it didn't go away. And my wife ended up getting a little bit of the sand there, my daughter. And immediately, I've grown up with health food products, grown up with the nutritional things, and I said, okay, let's start doing this, let's do this. And then when it's not working, it didn't even occur to me, I just need to pray it away, command it to go. And I started doing that. I started, because nothing seemed to be working. It didn't seem to get worse, but it definitely wasn't getting any better. And so I started exercising my authority and started commanding this to heal, commanding the inflammation to go. And it is disappearing on all of us. So even we, sometimes being a stiff-necked people, forget, as we're trying to help others, we don't realize that we can do it for ourselves as well.
So, yes. It can slip up on us.
It can. So easily, and you just, like, you just gotta do the face palm. Well, why don't you just think of that?
Yes.
So
true.
So, And that book is Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. I didn't give the office number. You can get that by calling Richard the office, 307-742-7582. You let him know you need that, and he'll definitely get it out to you. And it's an excellent, excellent book. And it takes care of just about every issue you could have, as laid out in there, what you could do with evil spirits. Just a good basic thing. And the same with deliveranceusa.com. There's training there. There's videos of testimony. There's prayers to help you, so you don't have to worry about doing those things. And in right towards the end of the prayer chain, there's a gentleman called up and was talking about getting ready to baptize his daughter, and he needed some help with that. And praise God on that. But the authority is there with us. We have just the authority that we have to cast out. We have the authority to baptize in Jesus' name. And I praise God. There's a man that's going to do that. But I wish all Christians just really understood this, because we have a commission, and that commission's laid out, but sometimes we need help. So that's why we're here. Amen?
Well, amen. That's all part of the process. And as you were talking, there's a lot more to deliverance than just commanding some possible spirit to go. And we never find just one or two or eight or ten. There's usually always a package of about three dozen spirits. But we find they may have legal rights to be there. They may be on satanic assignments coming out of Satan's war room that have not been canceled. The problem is, if you just attack the demons without dealing with any rights or assignments that they're on, canceling those first, then you may drive them out, but they'll be back through those doors and assignments. So it took us a while to learn that. In the beginning, that's all we knew, was just come against the likely spirits, and which is pretty easy. You would know a possible spirit by its function name. So if it's fear or anger, a depression, those could be the names of spirits, and that was all we knew to do, and we'd attack. But ministry was extremely hard, and we'd go in the wee hours and all that, and it was exhausting, frankly, on everybody's part. But we did help them. Even then, we had levels of achievement, but it was hard. And so over these years, we've learned something and learned about these doors and ungodly soul ties and dealing with the traumas, so that we undercut these spirits, pull the rug out from under them so they're easier to cast out. We have all power, but if they've been given legal rights that have not been terminated or canceled, it's going to be hard ministry. So today, ministry is basically very easy, very simple, and for everybody concerned, and we go home earlier, too.
Praise the Lord. You know, it's like learning how to fight. You can train to be a boxer and learn how to punch properly and use your footwork, or you could go in the ring just wailing away with your hands. It'd be a lot easier if you
did it. Yeah.
And that's why we're here also on that, is to that's what the book does. It teaches you how to do this. The website teaches you how to do it. And it's really not a hard process. It really isn't. It's step by step. They've got a checklist, and if you follow through these things, if you do this and you do this and you do this, you cut those legal rights that Pastor was talking about, And when those legal rights are snapped, they come out pretty easy. And if those legal rights are snapped and the people work on staying free, it's a sure bet they're not going to come back.
Yes, so true. No, I'm glad we learned this. It took time again, but praise God we put those principles, those steps into the book, so people don't have to learn it the hard way that we have, and we share it therefore. So
yeah, we let you make all the mistakes for us.
We've made plenty.
Yeah. Pastor, we have Sean. Sean, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hi, Sean. I'm so glad you
called. Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm blessed, and Ralph's on here with me. And if you could, Sean, just go ahead and give some background on yourself, some history, how you learned when you were born again. That's most important to find out, and then how you learned about deliverance and what you've experienced yourself or others that you've seen.
Well, let's see. I grew up going to church, going to Baptist church, and got saved as a child, like most people. And then started going to church as an adult. And a guy that I used to date used to go to church, and he would go to church and come home on Sunday and be on fire. And I would go to church and come home and be like, you know, just kind of feeling dead. So I started going to church with him. And that's where I learned about speaking in tongues, and I just got filled with the Holy Spirit. So I learned a lot about deliverance, and I'm from Okmulgee, and I moved to Oklahoma City like 10 years ago, and just had a lot of failed relationships, couple failed marriages. And by the time I moved here, I was just a hot mess. And I was at my wit's end back in 2015, and I literally was so stressed out, walking in fear, and I could not walk. I had sciatic nerve pain so bad that one day I just got on Google and I was like, Lord, I need deliverance. I've got to find something. So I literally put deliverance, OKC, in Google, and up popped your ministry.
Praise God.
So I started coming, and I went before I came the first time, I went through it online, and I got some relief just doing the online program. But when I came, I thought, Lord, you're going to have to help me, because it was hard for me to even sit. My back and my legs hurt so, so bad. But I'm telling you, that one time, just coming that one time, November the 9th, 2015, when I left out of there, I was a totally different woman. My back was not hurting. I literally could walk and lay down. That side nerve pain was, like, gone.
Hallelujah. Now, you came to the ministry office, did you? For that last one?
Yes.
Yeah. And were we casting out a particular spirit, or was it when we were praying for healing?
I struggled with fear for a long time, and we did a little bit of fear, but the main thing was bondage, and that was something I really didn't know I was dealing with. I had a strong man with bondage, and I have been every day since coming last Thursday. It's just gotten better and better, and I feel so much better, so different. So much relief, so much deliverance.
And you started going through the training, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yes, I need to do it again. I came for, I think, 9 weeks. I had just, actually, when I came the first time in 2015, I had just gotten a job. And I told them when I got that job, I said, look here, I'm taking a class on Monday nights. I can't work on Mondays. I got to go to this class. And they let me off to come.
Right, and you're a nurse, aren't you? And
yes,
a lot of different hours.
So a lot of what I've gone through, and a lot of what I've read in your book, and about deliverance, it makes a little bit more sense to me. You know, when you're a nurse and you know kind of how the body works, and you know, especially with mental health too. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and doing deliverance, things kind of make a little bit more sense.
Right. Well, when you were ministered to, were you able to feel the spirit? I can't remember. Did we get the head demon up with when I ministered to you?
Yes. And, you know, I've come and gone through deliverance, you know, Monday nights, and I had never gone through that head demon, done that type of deliverance. But when I did it with you on Thursday, we did. It a lot of fear and some bondage. Yeah.
That was a head demon, wasn't it? Bondage?
Yes, it was. It was bondage, yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of lies. You know, believing the lies the enemy had told me. But, yeah.
Yeah, we were able to get the top 10 lies. It said it was speaking into your head, and sure enough, you had been hearing that, hadn't you?
Yes. You're not worthy. You know, you're fat. You're overweight. You know, just lies. And it's amazing how I know that. I can sit here and tell you, I know those are lies. I know those things aren't true. But, you know, when you're single and you're home alone and you're not, you know, standing your word like you need to, you know, here he comes creeping in to tell you all those lies. So one thing I know you told me was about speaking in tongues, and I have tried to really every day up my time that I spend in prayer speaking in tongues, because that works.
Did you already have the baptism of the Holy Spirit when you came?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that live program, Sean, seems to be on everybody, and even after deliverance, they try it. I don't know how they do it, but they're able to push these thoughts into our heads where, unless you're educated on this, you tend to think it's your own thoughts.
Yes,
actually come
correct.
In from those spirits, the deceiver and the demons of lies. And, of course, they're hoping you'll buy them, and many people do. That's what's so sad. We see that over and over. A number of people even think it's God talking to them, and they'll follow the lies and fall flat on their face. I remember one man, I'd done a meeting up in Salina, Kansas, and he came up to me after the meeting, and he told me his experience. He was a farmer, had a big farm up there out of Salina, and he'd heard this voice that said, sell the farm and go to Africa. Well, he didn't know to test the spirit like in 1 John 4. He figured that was God speaking to him. This voice came to him. It must be God. Even so many people don't have the slightest what Satan and the demons are doing. Well,
right.
He sells the farm, goes to Africa, and falls flat on his face. Nothing happened. Nothing went on. They finally had to come back with his tail between his legs, you know. So he came up and told me the story, you know. Well, we were talking about the live program, and that's what was happening, and he bought it. Well, there's many people buying it. There's been some cases where the voice would say, I'm God, or I'm the Holy Spirit, now if you love me, cut your arm. Remember a case like that, and sure enough, the woman was cutting her arm. I told her after deliverance, does that sound like our Jesus, like God, our Holy Spirit? I don't think so.
No.
Jesus came and we'd have life abundant. Well, that's not life abundant if you're cutting your arm. You know?
Right.
But some people, they think it's God talking to them, and they just haven't gotten educated enough about the darkness and what the demonic side is trying to do and take Christians out. Their job is to steal, kill, and destroy Christians. Christians are the targets. The enemy already has the others. So we've got the bullseye on our back. So that's why it behooves Christians to get enough education and learn enough about spiritual warfare and all to protect themselves and their families.
Yeah.
It's so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you see a lot of that going on, Sean.
I do, and I see it, you know, in my work at work when I see people who are bound or struggling. I work with elderly patients in a long-term care facility, and, you know, some patients that are on hospice, you know, end of life, you know, that doesn't mean you just have to give up. You know, when it's time for you to go, God will send the angels for you, and it's time for you to go. but they believe, you know, I listen to them, and they believe the lie, too. Well, I'm going to die, or I'm sick. You know, I've got this, and I can't be healed. And I've seen people come in on stretchers and go out with a walker, walk out of that place, you know.
Hallelujah.
So,
well,
I know God is still in the healing business.
Amen. Amen. And when we did the limb check, was that when you got your healing in your leg?
Yes. You know, we didn't do the limb check when I came on Thursday, but the first time I ever came, she did that, and it was amazing. When she had, I never had that. She had me sit in that chair and lift my feet up. I mean, literally, I saw my leg grow, okay? And then I stood up, and my back was not hurting as bad. And then when she went from the top of my head all the way down to the base, I mean, I could literally feel that line up. And like I said, to sit in there and listen to you the first part of that, it was hard. My back and my leg was hurting so bad. But when I got through with deliverance and she prayed over me and did that limb check, I walked right out of there. My back was not hurting. And I've not had that sciatic pain no more, never, ever since.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've seen 40 years of those, and it blows me away every time to see those short legs adjust out and arms adjust.
Yes.
And
yes.
Actually, several times I've seen short feet grow out, or a short foot, shorter than the other.
Wow.
And one case, the lady, she always had to buy two pair of shoes, because the one foot was 5/8 of an inch short. And,
wow.
So, and then she throw those others away, you know, which she never thought her foot had ever adjust out. And then we watched it adjust. It took about 10 minutes, or it was slowly coming out. We put a Bible mm-hmm. behind her heels with her sitting in the chair, and then another Bible in front of her toes where you could see the gap. And
wow.
It was like the hand of, it was like a minute hand of the clock. You know, we were praying and mm-hmm. praying along there. We had great faith that it would come out. And finally, it looked like there was a little less distance in the gap. It wasn't any fast thing. And it took us about 10 minutes and keep commanding and trusting, you know, in Jesus' name. And it finally
wow.
came out to equal the other. And she, when she got home that night, her husband was there. And they got the ruler out and measured, and yeah, it was 5/8. That's what it was.
Wow.
And it came out equal. And then she found a shoe sale. The next week, she lucked out with a shoe sale. And she had got shoes that were equal, finally. You know?
Wow. Look at God.
But I've seen several of those, and that, you know, we all sell ourselves way too short with what we've been given from the cross. That's obviously
yes.
and very clear. We need to step out in faith beyond our comfort level and speak
yes.
it in command, because we don't pray to the Father in Jesus' name. We command. Jesus gave us this power of attorney to speak in his name. And it's hard to get that across initially, because we've all kind of grown up the other way. Father, in
mm-hmm.
Jesus' name, would you do this? Would you do that? Well, we're just like Jesus in it, by his name. And we're just like, again, the policeman with a badge. You know, we have
yes.
this power and authority given to us. It's not us ourselves, but the power to speak in the name of Jesus as believers. And it
yes.
will
command the atmosphere. I work sometimes where I work. It can be very chaotic. And, you know, after days of that, finally come to my senses, and I'm like, no, no, no. And pray and take authority over that atmosphere and shut that down, and literally peace the rest of the day.
Hallelujah. And that happens with even school teachers. I have a granddaughter that's a school teacher, and she teaches in kind of a tough area.
Mm-hmm.
And, she, you know, they'd be so rambunctious and everything. And,
mm-hmm.
and so she's learned to take authority while she's still in the car before she goes in
yes.
to the school.
Yes.
And bind up any of those forces that would cause violence or turmoil and disobedience, etc. So, and she reports how she has a peace there. So all we got to do is do it. Step out in His name. All Christians, it's normal Christianity. This is not a gift thing we're talking about. All Christians can do this.
Yes.
Praise God. Well, have you seen some other things in the ministry sessions you've been in on?
Well, I've seen the feet, the legs, and I've even seen people, they had me even do a stretch out my hand and bring my hands together and they weren't lined up, you know, and then pray and do it again and they line up.
Yeah. Praise God. Have you done that yourself with anybody yet?
I did the feet with someone, and I saw the feet grow. I haven't done the hands, but I have done the feet sitting in on a ministry session with someone. Yes, I did, and I saw that. It's amazing to see. You literally have to see it to believe it, really.
Yes.
But it happens. So it happens.
Yes. And all of our ministers, they're pretty good at the limb check and all that, and they've learned. And again, it's not a special gift thing. It's normal Christianity. Well, what do you see in the future with you in this kind of ministry, Sean?
Well, I honestly believe my message is faith, but my ministry is deliverance. And I believe that's what God has called me to. And I'm going to start coming back on Monday nights. That's what I hear Him saying. You know, He's called me to set the captives free.
Praise God. And I recall we had the head demon stick its head in the storehouse of God-given gifts inside of you, and it did that, and I wrote them down for you. And I do remember that one of the gifts was deliverance.
Yes, it sure was. Evangelism and deliverance was one of them, yes.
What was some
but
of
I and I
gifts?
Could see why fear. I had so much fear, you know. With fear, you can't walk in fear and faith at the same time. And if you're gonna deal with demons and you know be a soldier for God in the army, you can't have fear.
That's it. You got it. Well, what other gifts do you recall that we found out that you have?
Prophetic, healing. I think administration, evangelism, evangelist, discernment, I think I remember.
Oh, you were loaded. I remember that.
Yes, there was a lot of them.
Yes, and of course, administration, that's actually what you're doing. You're
doing now.
Director
of nurses in a long-term care facility.
You're an administrator. Yeah.
Yes.
The whole facility, isn't it?
Yeah, so I see God's hand in everything. Every day, I see His hand.
That's so awesome. Well, with what you've learned now, it's going to be high adventure, amen?
Yes. And it's taught me, you know what, compassion. To have compassion for other people. Because, you know, you can look at people and think, well, they ought to know better than that, especially they're a Christian. But you never know what people are going through. You know, those same lies that I was believing, they may be believing those too.
Well, and then here, Christians being the targets, you know, not that they're in our spirit, man, which is secure in Jesus, but they're hanging out in the body and tormenting the soul area, mind, will, emotion. So when Christians do weird things, you can figure those are some of their demons manifesting.
Yes.
Well, in the minute remaining, what would you say to the listeners, John?
If you've never gone through deliverance, you need to go. You need to do it. It will literally change your life. I feel like a new person. Now that all those, to sit back and look when you go through deliverance with down at the deliverance ministry and they sit down and go over that paper with you and you see all these things you were dealing with and hanging on to and the lies you were believing, You're a totally different person.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, thank you so much, Sean, for calling in. It was a great testimony.
Yes, yes, Sean, thank you for having me.
Others. Blessings to you. And good night.
Thank you so much. You too.
God bless.
Uh-huh.
You know, Pastor, she kind of hit the nail on the head there when she said it gave her more compassion because
yes.
We all know what people are going through. And if we ourselves had struggled with that, it's kind of hypocritical and judgmental of us to think, well, they're just doing it because they're a complete sinner and not thinking there could be something that could press in them and we should be trying to help them instead. But that was a good testimony. Pastor, we have Justin. Justin, thank you for calling.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, Justin, thanks so much for calling in. Going ahead, Justin, and just go ahead and give some background on yourself, some history, and when you were born again, and then how you learned about deliverance, and what you experienced when you had deliverance and any changes, what it was like and so on. So why don't you just go ahead and share?
Okay. I'm originally from the East Coast, from the Washington, D.C. area. I went to a Christian school, and I would say maybe in fourth grade, I raised my hand and became a Christian at an altar call. At that point, I don't know if I necessarily found a huge difference necessarily at that point in my life. I think as I've kind of gotten older and probably strayed from the exact path, you know, that God wants us to live, I've kind of come back at a little bit of a later part of my life, just trying to do things my way. I'm very, I want to handle everything myself. I don't necessarily give it to God like I should, I think. And I think I've learned that over time that I need to give more to God and not necessarily think that I can handle it all myself, which is kind of how I was brought up, to try and, you know, take care of my problems, take care of everything. And at some point you just gotta give it to God. And I think, you know, in my life, that has definitely shown itself to be the case. Since I went to college, I've been in the sales business, selling everything from high tech stuff in the medical field, and, you know, deal with a lot of stress and a lot of people telling me to do better and better, and I try and handle everything, but sometimes, you know, things just get to you, and that's when you gotta be connected with God in the good times and the bad. And I would say I've struggled with both, you know. Even though I consider myself a Christian and I pray, you know, regularly and go to church and do things, sometimes you stray away and you try and, again, solve problems on your own.
Yeah, that's a lesson for all of us. And to give things over to God and ask His direction and ordination, that's good for all of us to do. Well, how did you learn about deliverance?
Well, I met my wife, and when I met my wife, she's also a Christian, and I think she's kind of helped me refocus my life, and she was aware of the deliverance ministry, and she thought it would be a good for me to check it out. And I went like 2 weeks ago, and it was an amazing experience.
So what all went on, Justin?
Well, when she first told me about it, yeah, I don't know if I was skeptical, but it was a little different way of, you know, I guess you hear about some of the concepts as far as dealing in spiritual warfare, and you hear it, but you really don't maybe understand it and fully, I don't know, grasp it. And, you know, when I went, you know, they were talking about it, and, you know, I was listening, and we said a prayer about, I don't know, 5-10 minutes long, and it was very, very precise, the prayer. It had a lot of, you know, a lot of exact things. When I say that, I mean talking about demons and spirits and things of the devil that are
the door closing.
Are in the world around us that we don't necessarily, we don't see, but we certainly feel. And I feel that, you know, praying that prayer, and then, you know, and then speaking with the person that was assigned to me, a guy named Jesse, you know, really, I felt extreme calm, and it was almost like extremely relaxed when I prayed the prayer. I felt very, like a lot of weight was lifted off of my shoulders, and a lot of like anxiety. I would say anxiety is something that I deal with like all the time, or have, and just stress of performing, you know, doing my best and everything along those lines, and it all seemed to leave me, and it left me for, you know, it was the best night's sleep I had in a long time. You know, it was great. After that, the meeting, and it was
coming out.
You know, that sense of calm was pretty remarkable, actually, because I don't feel that way all the time.
Did you feel them coming out, Justin?
Yeah, I mean, basically, I gave it all to God. You know, when we said a prayer, we opened my, you know, to open my hands, and I kind of felt things, you know, leave me. I felt much when we were saying it. It was just, when I was done, it just felt like, I just felt totally and utterly just calm. And that's the only way I can put it. It was great. My mind was open. Sometimes I don't know if I would say I might have a hard time focusing. I've got a lot of things racing around in my brain. So I'll be talking to somebody, and I was telling this to my wife. I was like, I was actually able to, you know, I just listen intently on what Jesse was saying, focusing, hearing it, understanding it, grasping it, where sometimes I'll be preoccupied with something else that's going on in my life, and I won't even, I'll hear, you know, half, three quarters of what they're saying and miss a quarter. And that's, I don't know if you call it ADD or what, but, you know, I definitely have that from time to time. And, you know, I was able to, you know, I was very just tuned in to what was going on around me and relaxed, and I did not have a lot of the burdens and things that preoccupy my mind going on.
Praise God. And I saw on your list that anger was one of the issues you were concerned about. Have you seen any changes there?
Yes. You know, I've noticed when I pray more in the morning. So I'll pray and I'll recite some of the prayers we have, and I will, you know, pray for you know, protection and, you know, angels surrounding me. And I have a much better day as the, it's, you know, if I get preoccupied and forget to do it or something in the morning, things kind of come up. But I would say definitely anger and have, you know, just being upset about something. I try and, you know, I'm focused on trying to keep that in check. You know, I have a business. We have a business, my wife's family, and we are, you know, it's just, you know, right now probably 11, 12-hour days, and they're just, you know, things happen, and it's just trying to handle things that come up in a much more manageable way, and I think prayer is the way to do that, and it has been working in you know, since coming to that meeting, where I've felt much more in control of myself and less, you know, I guess reactive to what's going on around me in a negative way. So I feel like I have better control of my emotions, temper, things like that. So that is, it has been good since that point. And I think praying every morning, is kind of the key to that.
Praise God. That's awesome. You have more peace, obviously. Did you get one of the yellow handouts that, has those I Am's on it? The scriptures?
Yes.
The yellow handout?
Yes.
You have one of those? Okay. And that's something that's really awesome to do. Every time I read those, I'm pumped, because it's who I am in Jesus, and of course it's who you are as well. And there's something supernatural about reading those I Am's out loud. And it soaks into your spirit, man, and that's you, it becomes you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My wife went to one of the meetings before me, and she was reading these before I went, and I was looking at it. I was looking at this list of I Am, you know, before I went, and they're very, you know, there's a lot of, they're very particular, very specific on various things that are extremely important, I think, that, you know, affect us, you know, all of them at some level are things we gotta, you know, focus on.
Yes. The scriptures of who we are, I've actually had demons. Went on, I am able to get the head demon up in some cases, and I've had them, I'll get the top 10 lies, and I'll write them down on the yellow tablet that they've been telling the person, and I'll always say to the demon, well, now is this person buying into your lies? And I've had them tell me they're having a hard time because this person is standing on who they are and the word too much.
Wow.
So if we'll really get the scriptures, you know, the truth of who we are in Jesus from the cross, if we'll get say it out loud enough that it sinks into our spirit person, our spirit man in there, then we won't buy the lies, because we'll say, no, I'm not, even though they push these lies into our heads, where we think it's our own thoughts. You probably wonder where it comes from. Well, it's coming from them, even after deliverance. But if you ground it in the word of who you are in Jesus and the truth of it, you won't tend to buy the lies.
Yes. I can see that.
So, praise God. It's an awesome area. We give those out to everybody with that idea, and of course the keys for staying free are on there as well, also on the brown handout. But that's something you'll want to continue to do, is go over those steps or keys for staying free, and just make sure you're doing them.
Okay.
Have you been over those some?
Yes. you know, it's my wife does this stuff daily, so she reads through this every morning. So it's nice having her doing it, because if it's ever she asked me if I do it, so she kind of makes me do it. Not necessarily makes me do it, but she brings it up.
Well, I know how it is in the business world. I was the CEO of a mortgage banking firm for 26 years, and in the mortgage banking for 40 years, and CEO 26. But I know how it is with the stress and the activities and of doing deals, putting stuff together and all that.
Yeah.
And you can lose track of focusing on who you are in the Word just because of the busyness of the world, you know.
Exactly. So and
it's nice that,
sometimes
it's nice
it feels like it's out of control, but that's where staying focused is important.
Your wife sounds like will keep you focused on that.
She definitely does. Like I think her gifts are some of the stuff here. I mean, she's very cognizant of, you know, if I'm not necessarily having a bad day, she'll ask me, did you go, you know, did you pray? Did you do this? Did you read through the I Am? So she will bring that up, which is good, you know, because it's, sometimes I'm not perfect, and I don't, you know, I get caught up in the world, you know.
Praise God for a godly wife. Hallelujah.
Yes. Best decision of my life.
Justin, do you have anything else to share that come to you? Anything else you've seen in the deliverance arena?
Well, I mean, it has only been 2 weeks since I went to the first one, and I'll probably come back again just to keep everything, you know, just keep on, make sure I get this stuff ingrained into me. And I would say it's just, it gives you a sense of control of, you know, kind of things you might not have had control over before, because, you know, the root cause of it is, you know, the devil and the, you know, the demons and the spirits that are out there and the things that, you know, fool you into, you know, just, you know, a bunch of different rabbit holes you might go down. And, you know, being able to take authority that God gives you and, you know, fight back, essentially, and keep these, you know, issues at bay, or, you know, casting them away from you. I mean, that's huge, you know. So I think it's great for, you know, anybody to come in and you'll see a big difference, really, in, you know, how you know, kind of manage yourself.
And Justin, think how advanced you are now about the spirit world over a year ago or whatever. You're more educated in about this works of Jesus and the demonic activities going on out there than the average Christian. I'm sure you can see that. You're a long ways more educated.
Absolutely.
And we all have a job. We all have a job to do in spreading the good news of this part of the gospel, of setting people free from the demonic activity and also physical healing that's available. And, well, maybe at some point you and your wife would want to go through the training.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's, I would definitely, consider doing that, because I think it can help a lot of people. And, you know, when I'm confident in it, you know, when I'm confident in anything, I can express my I guess the word I'm looking for is I can sell it, because that's what I'm kind of trained in.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying sell it, but I can get people to try it and see the, you know, see the benefits and the you know, what God can do for them.
We offer a good product, amen.
That's right.
And I'll bet you have a gift of selling. I'll bet that is one of your gifts.
Well, I mean, that's the only way to put it. If I ever get into something, and I'll hype it up to you know, anybody, and you know, I'll get people to try different things. So, you know, it's something I guess I'm passionate about things, and I can get there quickly.
Once you learn the steps, Justin, that we've learned over these years, so you don't have to spend the time and learn it. That are in the mm-hmm. book and the steps that, you know, are on the checklist. Once you've learned to do those, you can minister to the world out there the rest of your life.
Yes. And I think just, you know, somebody that might have gone through this and can better, you know, keep the, you know, the spirits and, you know, stay with God and stay focused and, you know, people around you see somebody that, you know, it's not hard to tell when that person has been, you know, changed by God and is not being, you know, berated by demons, you know, because you can see people that are, you know, right out of the gate that are affected by, you know, various things. And, you know, when someone's, you know, doing this type of prayer and binding the demons and casting them to the God's feet, that basically says, you know, that person's strong and people will recognize it.
Amen. Well, Justin, thank you so much. We're out of time. Appreciate you calling in, brother.
Justin, thank you very much.
Testimony.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Good to you, brother.
All right. Bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Well, a few more. A few more that come on, just basic testimonies, people that grew up, knew the Lord, and has had different impressions and things affecting their life, and were set free by someone just commanding the spirits out. It's a great thing to hear. It's a common thing to hear. And we hope that if you haven't gone through deliverance, that you'll consider it. And if you have any questions about it, deliveranceusa.com or the book that Pastor wrote, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. Here's another Wednesday out of the way. We do thank everybody for joining us. We will see you next week. Pastor, God bless. I'll talk to you later.
God bless. God bless everyone.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy,
to overcome. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy.
Nothing will harm you.
Nothing will harm you.